Well, yes, as you mentioned there, our members have rejected a package of proposals that the Minister's made in relation to the accelerated senior cycle redevelopment programme that she's determined to bring in September. We argued that postponement would have been a sensible thing to do because, quite frankly, the system's not ready for it. Be that as it may, though, what we've decided to do is we are parties to the public sector pay agreement, and there are mechanisms in there that we can and will use to start up further talks and discussions and seek a resolution in relation to the issues of concerns to teachers.
Now, the line invoking dispute resolution mechanisms to try and resolve the impasse, people can draw several conclusions from that. What exactly does it mean?
Well, what it means is that the agreement has mechanisms built in to avoid escalation, to avoid strike action, and so on, and we're going to use those in order to seek a resolution to this. So ultimately what it means is we're going to use the mechanisms in the agreement to get into discussions with the department to trash these issues of concern out and get resolution, hopefully.
Do teachers and do your members feel that their concerns are being adequately listened to, Kieran?
No, absolutely not. There's a range of concerns. The truth of the matter is the system is not ready for it. There's inadequate resources in many schools, for instance. Since there are three new Leaving Cert syllabi being introduced in September, a whole new range of practical additional assessment components included in all of those. And schools are telling us that they don't have the facilities to undertake that, and that needs to be addressed. Other issues in relation to assessment have got to do with the advent of artificial intelligence, AI, and its impact on assessment practices. You can knock out an assessment portfolio now using AI in a matter of seconds or minutes, and teachers are expected to grapple with that and yet uphold the integrity of the system. And there's just no detection mechanisms available. There's been no training in relation to all of this. So the whole thing has been rushed. And it needs to be, these matters need to be addressed.